Okay, so for my project, I'm going to be interviewing Dimitri, who you grew up in Russia, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what age did you like come from Russia to the US?
I was 5.
Oh, you're 5. I thought you were 7. All right. So what were like the reasons? What were like some of the reasons that your family wanted to leave Russia? Like, were there any economic things or like any political stuff or and then what were some pull factors to the US specifically over like other countries?
They generally kept telling me random things. Like, first it was about they wanted to live there because they thought it was nicer, and other things like maybe it was better economically, and they wanted to generally just wanted a different life.
And so that was like the main reason was like the
Yeah.
economy was kind of trash. And I remember.
And later, yeah, and later it was more about the politics.
Oh. Like, what did you not agree with? Like, what did your family not agree with some of Russia's politics?
Well, Putin. They don't agree with him now. I mean, they moved before Putin's time, but
Now they still don't like agree with what
yeah.
he's done to Russia,
Yeah.
basically. All right. And like, was there anything else? Like, I remember you telling me how like wasn't didn't the like the winter rev or what was it called? It's the wasn't the called the like October Revolution or what was the thing where the Bolsheviks took over?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't that also like affect some
Yeah, it affected my family.
like how?
Well, financially it affected my mother's side, but
Oh.
yeah, that's about it.
Ouch. So that was like residually, and mostly it was economic, correct?
Well,
Or is it mostly political or mostly economic?
it was like well, it affected them economically, yes, and affected their lifestyle. I mean, I probably wouldn't exist if it wasn't for that.
Oh. And then, like, when you got to the US, were there any, like, challenges getting here or, like, yeah, actually, what were some challenges getting here? And then when you were here, what were some challenges? Like language barriers or like
There
the
was
plane
no
ticket?
challenge getting here. Wasn't really afraid of planes.
But like, was the plane ticket expensive or could you guys like afford it pretty easily?
We could afford it. It wasn't really that expensive for us.
But like, was language and stuff in the US?
Language was a problem. I couldn't really understand people. People try to speak, say some of my words like "niet," as in "no," but I didn't really understand them because of their accent.
Like,
So.
so it wasn't, so you kind of understood, so you could, like, did you know any English when you came over to the US or, like, none at all? You had to
None
start
at
from
all.
scratch.
I didn't understand anything.
Ouch. And then people who, from the US who tried to speak Russian, like, had too strong of an American accent for you to understand.
Yes, very.
Well, that sucks. And then what were some advantages to coming to the US over
Well,
Russia?
advantage. I mean, I really don't see too much difference between the two countries,
Oh.
but I mean, obviously, other than the food and the way people speak, but the advantages, I guess, were the fact that I could learn another language, which provided an advantage when I visit back Russia, because people would be constantly asking me like, "Oh, you know how to speak English? Teach me how."
Oh. That's cool. What were some disadvantages to coming to the US?
Disadvantages, I guess. Well, people are that they're a lot of people are sometimes like racist towards me. They call me like a commie or something. And it generally irritates me because like I guarantee that like most of them don't even know what that means.
I
They
know.
don't even know what communism is, and that really makes me angry.
Yeah, that's most people are just kind of jerks. I've met some of them because I remember weren't didn't because like some of your old class and stuff. Yeah. So what were and then what do you how, what differences have you noticed between Russia and the U.S. like politically, economically, like climate, which could be a big difference. But I mean, Chicago can get pretty cold actually. Like a while ago, at
Yeah.
one point, it was like colder than Moscow. So.
Yeah, and it's snowing outside right now.
Yeah. And wait, and also where in Russia did you grow up? Like what part of it? Because Russia's like really, really big and like
Yeah.
climate changes and like the
I
government,
grew up
everything's a little different.
in the western sort of southern part.
Oh.
It's still colder, and I remember
Was it in Europe or Asia,
it was in
technically?
Europe.
Oh.
So I was born in Europe, but my parents were Asian. The climate is very different. Like a very different, I mean, it snows differently, as in it starts snowing earlier, and it's sort of like gets warmer later, but with the climate change and global warming and such, it's really been affecting the country. And now, like, winter is a little later, especially during like that event that happened. I think it was 2013 or 14, when I forgot, the polar winds or something it was. I
Oh,
forgot.
so there's like a decent sized like
Yeah,
snowstorm.
that is supposed to hit like Russia every year during winter, but
Oh.
it hit America instead.
Oh.
So
Oh, so
Russia
kind of like
barely.
the it missed paths a little bit. So that's
Yeah,
why
yeah.
Chicago was
So
colder than Moscow. Oh, I didn't know that.
Russia was warmer than America during that year, which I thought was pretty funny.
So like, what do you think is the most severe difference between Russia and the US that you've noticed so far?
What?
Like the biggest difference, like language or people in general, like attitudes, climate or foods, like
Biggest
how like
difference?
the how politic like political like politically correct like I heard like in Europe there's always like in Europe like kids can sometimes I my friend goes to Italy once in a while and he told me like that they over in Italy like sometimes kids will have like wine at the dinner table and if you have wine at the dinner table in America everyone will jump on you and be like, oh my God, you're feeding kids alcohol, how could you? So, like
Yeah,
any differences like that?
I mean, I don't really see too many differences. There's a lot of differences, but they're just like really minor.
So they're like
But the
overall, Russia and America are kind of similar, you're saying?
yeah, they're similar. They obviously have the differences, like, I
Cultural
mean,
differences and stuff.
yeah, cultural differences, food differences, marketing differences,
Any attitude
political,
differences between people?
yeah, attitude differences are way different. I mean, people are okay with me like being Russian, obviously, there, because everyone else is.
Yeah, because
I mean, people don't generally seem to be pissed off when I come there and say like, "Hey, I live in America," and they don't really care. I mean, they're like, "Oh wow, you live there? That's great. It's great."
so
I
how's
mean.
that different from like, oh yeah, you were talking earlier about how like people are like, oh my God, you're from Russia? That's weird, man, that's weird. Like there's always like those people that you've
I don't know
encountered.
if this is different to other people. From my general experience, though, I never experienced any racism in Russia. But I guess the biggest difference I've ever seen there is actually race. Is that it's very rare you'll see someone who is not white. Everybody there is white.
Oh, weird.
Everyone.
So America's more like a grab bag, and then Russia's more
Yeah.
like the native
Like,
populace.
I've never seen like one person who was colored there. I mean, like my parents never seen one. When we came over, I saw one. I was like, that's strange. I've never seen that before. And I asked my mom. I was like, what's this? And they said, oh, that's just the way some people are. They look like that. And I was like, oh, that's cool.
So what was the trip like from Russia to the US like?
Well, it was pretty boring. I was
Like, do you
just.
not even remember that much because you were little?
No, I
Like,
remember it. I
oh, you
remember.
remember the trip. So it was just kind of boring, like generally like a trip today, except for it probably took a lot longer than just like traveling to like another state or something.
I remember the airport. Like, I really remember it, because I can't really think of a word how to say I intensely remember it or something.
Like.
What was that? I remembered very fondly. No,
Not
no.
fondly, but like
No.
I know what you mean. I know the word you're trying to think of.
Yeah.
Like you had like it's a very strong memory in your mind, like
Yeah, yeah.
vivid.
Yeah, I have a very vivid memory of it. Simply because whenever I go back there, I always go back to the same airport when I go back. Well,
Oh.
when I go back from Russia,
So
I
you have
go
like
back to America.
crazy strong memories of that airport.
Yeah, and it still looks the same. I remember standing in line there.
So it wasn't really that hard for you to get to Russia to America. It was just like drive to airport, show up at airport, wait in line.